We've all seen it. Sitkins driving with their cell phone cradled to their ear or thumb on the touchscreen. You may even partake in the occasional stoplight Facebook scan. It's harmless, right? Wrong, says Doug Osborne, chair of the Health Needs and Human Services Commission.
The reason why, if somebody is talking on a cell phone while driving, it quadruples their chance of a risk is because their brain is simply trying to do two things, and reaction times are slower, field of vision is shorter and smaller. So we want to prevent an injury before it happens. Driving while talking on a cell phone contributes to crashes, contributes to deaths.
The commission's proposed ordinance would prohibit cell phone use while driving. Now, use is defined as holding or touching your phone while talking, emailing, text messaging, browsing the internet, playing a game, listening to music, or using GPS technology. And these rules apply when the vehicle is in motion and when stopped at a sign or a traffic light. The commission has been working on this ordinance for a year, and it was endorsed by the Police and Fire Commission last fall. Speaking to the Assembly, Chief Sheldon Schmidt with the Sitka Police Department said that if it went into effect, he wanted the fines to be pretty low.
In a range of like $25 per first offense.
Schmidt felt that a lower fine would elicit less pushback from the community and, potentially, create an opportunity to pay that money forward.
When we passed the seatbelt law, it was $15, and they could donate that fine to the fire department, and we'd like to do something similar.
Osborne disagreed.
I'm more in the $75 to $100 range just because this is life and death.
Last year, over two dozen drivers, bicyclists, and pedestrians were treated at Sitka Community Hospital for injuries sustained during collisions. And in an observation survey of 265 drivers last month, Osborne's commission saw 21% of motorists distracted in some way.
So if they had one hand on off the wheel and on something else, 90% of the time it was a cell phone. We did see a couple people eating. One guy was opening a package and somehow driving. So there's lots of ways to be distracted, but I think this ordinance will take the bulk of it.
With this ordinance, the commission's goal is to cut the number of distracted drivers in half. The document, called Safe Streets Focused Drivers, is mirrored on a hands-free ordinance from Austin. The Texas law extends to bicyclists and fines up to $500. Here is one of their PSAs.
Hey, you know it's illegal to use your cell phone while you're driving? Really? You're gonna Skype right now?
Hello? Scott?
Be safe, not a sky.
The ordinance was also shaped by Alaska's state statute that prohibits texting while driving. Under that law, taxi drivers, delivery drivers, and emergency operators are exempt. City Attorney Robin Kochak wants Sitka's ordinance to do the same. Here she is addressing the Assembly.
People that are required to use their phones or something similar to do their jobs were all exempted from the state texting law. So I thought that would be really good and safe for us, too.
And there's one more exception. You won't get fined if you use the phone in a, quote, hands-free mode of operation. This language, though, was too vague for Assemblymember Stephen Eisenbeis.
I've been led to believe that there is currently Alaska state statute that prevents you from wearing earbuds while you're driving.
Assemblymember Tristan Gavon, who co-sponsored the ordinance, described it as not perfect, but felt that at the very least, it furthered public safety in Sitka. Gavon mentioned how he was standing on the street one day with the bill's other co-sponsor, Ben Maiasato.
We're standing there in front of Blatchley Middle School, and someone comes out in a Suburban, makes a left-hand turn. They're holding their cell phone. They don't even miss a beat. The person coming down HPR has to slam on their brakes. They didn't even put their cell phone down.
Should drivers like this get caught in the future, they'll be fined. But the ordinance does not lay out a fine structure. This troubled Eisenbeis as well. He called the legal language incomplete, but he liked the notion that folks could pay off their fine through a donation and suggested the money go towards EMS.
Instead of people feeling like they're being punitively taxed and that police are going to be pulling people over simply to raise revenue, that their money might actually be doing some good there.
The conversation then turned to how much to charge people. Chief Schmidt said it was preferable to leave that detail out of Sitka General Code. That would make it easier for his department to change the fines down the line. Assemblymember Matthew Hunter found this reasonable.
Cell phones are increasingly interrupting our otherwise happy lives, and it's going to be a a good start to make our streets safer. So,
in the end, the Assembly approved the ordinance on first reading with 4 votes. Mayor Mitch McConnell and Assembly members Ben Maiassato and Bob Petruski were absent. The Assembly also advised Schmidt to set that first offense fine at $25. The ordinance will appear before the Assembly for a second and final reading, likely at the meeting on April 12th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.